So how many times have you been told by an airline that your computer or smartphone will disrupt navigation and communications from the cockpit? Well, Delta Airlines' own computers managed to accomplish this week what no surreptitious iPod user has ever managed to do. On Monday, an outage in the airline's control center sent Delta's worldwide system into chaos, grounding hundreds of flights, causing crippling delays. Where was the redundancy in this supposedly sophisticated system? Airlines have some of the oldest and most complicated computer systems in the business. Here today to try and untangle what went wrong is Barbara Peterson, aviation correspondent for Condé Nast Traveler. Welcome, Barbara.
Oh, great to be here.
This was a big one.
Oh, absolutely. But we have to keep in mind, one of the reasons why it was a big one is this is a huge airline now. We now have an air travel system dominated by four, super size airlines. And if this had happened 10 or 20 years ago to Delta, would have been a noticeable blip, but it wouldn't have been an utter catastrophe. But, now Delta is enormous. It's the product of several large mergers. It's got, 6,000 daily flights. So if you throw a wrench into that, it's going to affect a lot of people.
Talk about the mergers. So is the fact that Delta is the result of these mergers, does it mean that some BlackBerry from some old company that merged into here is somehow at the linchpin of this entire system, and it goes down, the whole system goes down?
Well, that's what some people have suggested. I think that's a bit of an exaggeration. But yes, it is true in the sense that airlines really are among the most technology-dependent industries in the world, but they've got systems that date back to the Mad Men era.
And that's because they can't necessarily stop everything to upgrade.
Yes. What they've done is over the years, they've patched on upgrades and they've added software and added hardware. And after a merger, often they would maybe, pick and choose which systems they were going with. So, you can imagine that's an incredibly complicated and, in a sense, very delicate system. It really has to work together. So, again, if you cut off the power to the data center, which is what happened in the early hours of Monday, it's going to ripple through, and it's going to be hard to put it back together really quickly.
A power outage seems to me to be just an impossible mistake. I mean, why wouldn't there be a second generator? Why wouldn't there be, why would power ever be interrupted? I can understand how restarting the system after everything goes down would be very, very challenging.
Well, what I've been able to piece together is apparently it was a transformer that supplied the power to the data center that glitched out, and we're not quite sure what happened. It wasn't a general power failure in Atlanta, which some people at first thought. So, again, yes, they should have had a backup system if they claim they did, but clearly it didn't kick in.
So if you're flying, and talk about this sophisticated computer system just in terms of all the airlines, if you're flying and some computer system goes down somewhere and you're in the air, are you suddenly flying blind? Is there some way in which pilots can keep you safe? Does everyone start running into everyone else? What happens?
Well, that's a separate system. So it's important for people to keep in mind safety was never an issue here. That's the air traffic control system and the,
totally
that's
separate.
Exactly. It's and a lot of backup there and a lot of redundancy because, of course, the system depends on it. But airplanes actually can fly manually as well if they were to lose power. So there is, there's multiple backups for that.
So really what we're seeing is a combination of very complicated systems working at capacity in a situation where the load, the passenger load, is extremely high. So there's no margin for error.
Yes, exactly. But I should say that the airlines have all announced now that they're making money instead of losing it like they did for more than 10 years, that they are going to invest in massive overhauls of the system. So they get it, I think. They understand that they can't.
Well, they better. Barbara Peterson, aviation correspondent for Condé Nast Traveler, thank you as always.
Thank you.